Listener support at Christian Radio Life 100.3 Tiger Drive and Save Me David Mann is on the phone line with John Topping, professor at Masters College and Seminary in Peterborough. Talk to me about the question of God creating Satan. We know that sin entered the world. Why did there have to be this angel fall to the place of Satan that is considered the prince of the air, the ruler of the world?
Yeah, it seems nonsensical, in a sense, for God to create an enemy for his people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think firstly, what we need to understand is that God did not create Satan as an evil being. It's not as though God created an enemy figure for us to fight against or something, or for himself to fight against. God created the angel Lucifer, who then became prideful and fell. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to set himself up as a divine being, as God. Lucifer was originally a good creation, but he became distorted through the sin of pride because he wanted to set himself up as a God. So his choice is what led to him being evil. It wasn't part of God's creative act to make Satan evil. God gave the angels free will, and a third of the angels used their free will to rebel against God. Now, another question comes in there of why would God give Satan free will? And that gets into another huge debate as well. But the basic point there is love isn't possible unless you have a choice to love. And additionally, faith isn't possible unless you have the ability to choose. And it seems like God's ultimate goal in all of creation is to have faith and love become present. So in that sense, choice would be needed.